So, on top of all the work I have to do here at St. Pat's, as a young priest, Bishop also has me help MC a decent portion of the confirmations he does across the diocese. So, especially during the spring, once or twice a week, I'm going to a different parish around the diocese to help just kind of be the masters of ceremonies for confirmations. And for example, yesterday I was up in St. Monica's of Carpentersville and did two confirmations with 220 confirmandi. So it was kind of two huge, and all in Spanish too. So it was two Spanish masses with 220 confirmandi total. And I've been doing this for the last 2 years, and this is, you know, probably my 50th confirmation I've been to, and Bishop does about 100 every year, and he's been here about a decade, so he's done close to 1,000 confirmations. And I remember one time in his homily, he was addressing the question of, like, do I get bored of this? And he responded, no. First and foremost, that's his job. As a bishop, it's his job to confirm, you know, as the ordinary minister, all the youth who come to receive the Holy Spirit. And I was just kind of thinking about this because, you know, the reality of the matter is this might be your second, your 10th, your 50th Palm Sunday. And the question is, do you have to be bored? And the reason is no, because regardless of how many times I do it, Jesus is going to show up. Just at those confirmations, the Holy Spirit shows up and pours himself upon these new candidates. Our Lord will make himself present under the species of bread and wine and give himself to us at every single Mass. And so the question always remains to us, like, God's going to show up, but will we? I have to go do these readings, these long readings, four times. I have four Masses. And I always am confronted, do I want to be distracted, distract myself, kind of nod off, or am I going to actually show up and really enter into this amazing mystery, these Paschal mysteries of this week? They happen every single year, and God is always showing up. The question is, are we?